You know, 95% of that show is accurate. I never worked with Lonnie Anderson. But other than that, the rest of the show was accurate.
I know. It was really funny. They had the great characters, Venus Flytrap.
What an awesome character.
And Dr. Johnny Fever.
Les Nessman
and Herb Tarlick. And I can remember when my kids were young, they're like, you know, Mama, who are you? I said, Andy.
Yeah. I was
the most
probably
boring person in the whole building.
I've been pieces of lots of the characters because the roles in the radio stations. We just went all the way away from the theme song contest here. But that show, I'm telling you, I read an article about it not long ago that the guy that was the story editor ran a radio station in California for 25 years.
Oh, yeah.
So he knew. Like,
I used to work with his ex-wife.
Okay, well, there you go.
And so, yes.
Yeah, so he knew exactly what was real. So, I mean, there was some exaggeration because it's television, but most of those characters came from real people.
Mm-hmm.
I worked with a guy.
Amalgamations of them, yeah.
You worked with him, too. He was our Herb Tarlick. His initials are JR. Do you know what I'm talking about? I mean, we all worked with all of those people. Like in some way, shape, or form, but I was a little bit Andy. I've always kind of been kind of in that role, but I had a little bit of Herb in me too, and even a little Les Nessman, especially with the whole social distancing thing. He was way ahead of his time on that.
I'm sorry. I think that there was a little more Dr. Johnny Fever than you're giving yourself credit for.
Yeah. Well, there's that whole thing of, I didn't yell booger out on the air, but I did do a whole bunch of stuff I wasn't supposed to do.
I wake up listening every day.
Wake up and win. Wake up and laugh. Wake up big.
It's always funny in the morning. It wakes you up.
With the Big Morning Show.
Good way to wake up.
Best way to wake up.
Yeah.
On Big 102.1.